Good afternoon, you're listening to Eye on the Valley right here on CIVL 101.7 FM, broadcasting to the Fraser Valley, broadcasting from the University of the Fraser Valley's Abbotsford campus on the traditional and unceded territory of the Stolo people. I have a very special guest for you today, Chief Constable of the Abbotsford Police Department, Mike Sir, and we will be talking about repeat offenders and what role they play in violent crime and the overall crime picture in Abbotsford. Thank you for joining us. I have the great privilege and pleasure to be joined by Chief Constable of Abbotsford, Mike Sir. Thank you, sir, for joining us.
Thank you, Sergi. Happy to be here.
My very first question for you is, can you let the residents of the city know if crime is actually on the rise or declining in the city?
Yeah, so good question. So we are overall seeing property crime being reduced in Abbotsford. We're seeing that in other jurisdictions as well that surround us. Currently, we have the lowest property crime rate per 100,000 people population of all the surrounding communities. So, you know, we're continuing to see that trend. You know, we certainly know that property crime is impacting our community, that people are frustrated with some of the, you know, more petty type crimes that are almost not even calling us anymore. But nonetheless, we're seeing, you know, when we look at break and enters and other types of more serious property crime, we know that is trending downward. So we're happy. Our violent crime rate is trending upwards. A lot of that is what we call kind of the street assaults. We're not experiencing what other communities are experiencing with, you know, those random assaults, stranger attacks and things like that. We're seeing persons often who are marginalized, living on the streets, who, you know, kind of assaults that are occurring in that community. So we are seeing an increase in that. We're no longer the lowest in our surrounding communities. Maple Ridge has just recently taken that by just a hair. But we are working very hard to identify the issues and to, you know, make sure that this is a safe place. But in comparison to other communities, we have a very low rate for violent crime. It is something we're watching closely as we're spending our
Okay. How much of a problem is catch and release for the Abbotsford Police Department?
Well, I mean, you know, we're certainly concerned about, we know that it's a small percentage of individuals who do a disproportionate amount of crime. We know who a lot of these individuals are who are really impacting our community. We use our intelligence, our crime analysts. We have a crime reduction unit that is very engaged, knows who they are. But, you know, and you know, when it comes to the lower level crimes, you know, we want to see people get help and support and try to reverse that cycle that we're seeing. What's causing them to commit the crime? Is it addiction? Is it, you know, is it being homeless, mental health, you know, and trying to deal with that underlying issue. But when it comes to an individual who is putting our community in danger and who is not following through on conditions and et cetera, I do believe in those cases that we need to hold that person in custody. There needs to be some accountability. And, you know, what is paramount in our system is that people feel safe to be able to walk the streets and be in our community. So, you know, we have a good relationship with our Crown Council. I'm happy with the province who's taken some steps to make Crown look at some of the bail reform provisions and ensure that people who are posing risks to our community are held. So is it a huge problem? I wouldn't say it's a huge problem. Is it a problem? It is. And it's a problem that we, you know, we follow and monitor and, you know, we'd certainly like to see certain people held in custody longer.
And what role does repeat offenders play in violent crime in the city? Can you let people know?
Yeah, you know, we certainly see individuals who, you know, are continuously doing assaults and, you know, we arrest them, we get conditions on those people, and then they're back into the population again. And then, you know, unfortunately, some of these individuals are not impacted by that. Quite frankly, they don't care. They don't have a lot of respect for the justice system or for our community in general. So, yeah, it bothers me when I see a violent person who has committed an assault on our community and is then once again released. You know, I understand if it's somebody who has never done this before. I understand if it's somebody who's not had a long history, but past behavior is the best indication of future behavior in many ways. And I just do believe that there's individuals who, despite all our best efforts, our community services best efforts, who just are causing harm to our community. And we need to keep them in custody to ensure that they are not going to pose a danger. And at the same time, trying to find them help and support so when they get out, that actually they've gotten the tools and skills to hopefully prevent them from doing this again. So yeah, you know what, violent offenders is the one that concerns me most. You know, we've seen it where they're released, and it does concern me quite a bit.
And what changes need to be made to deal with the repeat offenders?
Well, I think we've known that there's, you know, and in fairness to Crown Council, I mean, they have a lot of rules that have been imposed at the federal government level through case law, through other means that impose that they are to, you know, release an individual back out, not to hold in custody unless there's, you know, very extenuating circumstances. So, you know, we're seeing some changes at the provincial level. I had the opportunity to speak to Premier Eby and, you know, the steps that he's taken. I'm you know, excited to see that there is provisions and there's a direction to Crown Council to hold the most serious offenders in custody, you know, to deal with stuff more at the federal level, case law level. That's a much more challenging and long-term strategy. So we do need some strategies, you know, at a provincial level that we can implement immediately that, you know, when you see these files across the province, somebody who seriously assaults an individual is out the next day and within a week has done another assault. That's not acceptable. And you know, I'm very much looking forward to what some of the changes that were announced are gonna make. And we're gonna continue to call out if we do see an incident that is clearly a repeat offender who is not getting the message, we'll make sure that Crown Council and others know about it.
And how closely does the Abbotsford Police Department work with other police departments in the province?
No, we work very closely. You know, one thing I think the public needs to know is we have a system that we can all keep track of what everyone's doing. Our prime management system is a records management system where, you know, all our files, I can, you know, read the files that happened in Mission. So if someone's done a crime in Mission yesterday, our officers, if they're dealing with that person today or tomorrow, will know what, you know, they've done in other communities. Part two is, you know, if we do have files where we're seeing individuals move between communities, so we talk to our agencies very closely, whether that's RCMP or a municipal agency. So overall, Sergio, we have a very good working relationship with our neighboring and all police agencies across British Columbia.
And if I could ask you one question on gang violence, it's going down in Abbey, but are you working closely with other cities like Surrey to deal with their gang violence as well?
You know, we've put a lot of effort into our reducing our gang violence here in the last 5 years. We've gotten, you know, several government grants at the federal and provincial level, implemented a gang enforcement unit, a pathways program, which is a prevention program. But I'll be honest, the gang problem hasn't changed. We're seeing that in other communities. Mm-hmm. What we have done in Abbotsford is we've essentially moved the violence to other communities. Mm-hmm. You know, if we're going to be blunt about it, you know, and because, you know, our patrol members are out there checking the gang members who have curfews. And, you know, we're making sure that anyone who is involved in gangs in our community knows that this is not a place that you want to be doing business. This is not a place where you're going to be doing violence. And that's our job, to keep our community safe. And I am really proud of our members who are doing that. But I'm not naive to the fact that it didn't go away. And to be honest, Sergio, I mean, we're never getting rid of gangs. I've been in mm-hmm. this business for 30, you know, almost 33 years. I've worked in many gang units. All we do is disrupt. If we take away some of the gangs, they're replaced with new members of the gang. So do we work with the other agencies? We do. We're in constant communication with the RCMP, our surrounding communities, other municipal police departments. We share intelligence on a weekly and monthly basis. And we all know who our priorities are. We in Abbotsford focus on the priorities that will help other communities. But yeah, we know that the problem's being pushed, and it can very easily get pushed back in Abbotsford. So it's a lot of work to disrupt.
Is it necessary for the Abbotsford Police Department to hire more officers, do you think?
Absolutely. I believe that we need to, as our community is growing in population, that, you know, we need officers. You know, right now, I'm very confident that I have, you know, a good complement of police officers who are doing gang enforcement and prevention and intervention. Where we'll need some more supports is our front lines, our patrol officers. You know, they're very busy. We have the largest geographical community in British Columbia, and we have a lot of the big city problems here in Abbotsford. So I certainly believe we need more police officers, and it's something I'm asking for. And you know, we don't, you know, we're not going to solve everything with more officers, but we need to make sure that we have enough officers to keep our community safe, you know, at all times. So that is something that we're always looking at. And, you know, I will continue to advocate for our budgets.
And right now, what is your biggest worry when it comes to crime in the city?
Well, you know, there's a lot of things. You know, certainly we don't want to see our gang violence increase. So that is something we just can never take our foot off the pedal on, off the pedal. So that's number one. You know, number two, you know, seeing that increase, you know, we're very proud over the last 3-4 years of being the lowest crime rate for both property crime and violent crime in our surrounding communities. You know, that's Maple Ridge, Mission, you know, Surrey, Langley, Chilliwack. So we've just now, just very recently, have seen Maple Ridge, you know, take over, and now we're second lowest for violent crime. So making sure that our violent crime, or the kind of the street level violent crime, is being addressed, because I want people who live, play, and work in this community to be comfortable to go for walks around Mill Lake, to go for walks, you know, on Discovery Trails, and not feel a sense of fear, where some communities are currently feeling. They feel there's a fear of going out in the community. And that is not what we will ever want in this, in Abbotsford. And something I will work very hard to make sure that we deal with that. You know, and the other thing is that is always on my mind is, you know, even the driving. I get a lot of concerns from and complaints from citizens who are frustrated with, you know, some of the very aggressive driving behavior in this community. It's something that, you know, I need to make sure that we have our traffic unit fully staffed in the next year to really address, and our patrol members are doing a great job. But, you know, we see a lot of incidents with aggressive driving, impaired driving, that we need to continue to focus on as well.
So with Christmas coming up, will your officers be more visible on the roads?
Absolutely. Yeah, we just finished a large project, you know, with RCMP and other communities, you know, having, you know, uniform members, lots of visibility on the off ramps for Highway 1 last Saturday, making sure everyone knows that we're out there for impaired driving. We, you know, sadly, I maybe naively thought that we're seeing a decline in drug and alcohol impaired driving, but we've actually seen an increase here in Abbotsford. You know, going back a month ago, we had issued 100 more, you know, tickets or offenses for impaired driving than the year previous. So that's very concerning to me. That's a huge risk. And that's something our officers, you know, are working so hard to address. So yeah, visibility is going to be, you'll see us out there. You know, our members are out there every day, every night, 365, 24/7. And they're doing one heck of a good job, and couldn't be prouder of this department.
And what is your final message to people in the city listening to this interview?
My final message would be is, number one, you live in a safe community. You know, number two is, you know, we are working with the city. We're working with social services and health to try to support people who, you know, we often hear, you know, who are, you know, marginalized, who, you know, are causing some concerns in our community, but make sure that we do it in a way that is compassionate, empathetic, and supports individuals. You know, we are aware of the concerns of people in our community. We are doing everything we can, and we are making this a very safe city. And our goal is to make it the safest city in British Columbia. And we've for the most part, have made it the safest city in the Fraser Valley for many, many years. And number, the last point I would make is, you have a police department filled with dedicated women and men who are you know, focused on keeping this community safe, focused on our community, and all our civilian professionals too, who are just so committed. And I just want everyone to know that every day, you know, when you're in bed, you're asleep, there's people out there who are making sure that you're safe. And that's something that we are all 100% committed to.
And thank you for that, sir, because I've said this to you in the past, and I think I'm not the only one that says this. I think the majority of people, if not all of them in the city, would agree with me that your service, your department service and sacrifice has kept us all safe, and we really appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Sergi. And another thing we're really excited about too, just real quick, is that, you know, we were able to reconnect with our community, you know, after spring and, you know, at different big, large events. And for us, that's exciting because, you know, our motto is strengthen community. And we've really been buoyed by the fact that we've been able to connect with our community again, you know, to go to events, to meet, you know, everybody. And from that, we learn and we listen.
Thank you so much, sir. And if we can do this in a couple more months, I would really appreciate it. I'll reach out.
Yeah, please do. I enjoy our conversation, Sergi. Thank you for the time.
And thank you once again for your service, and thank you for your department service.
Thank you, sir. You have yourself a very Merry Christmas. And
you do have a Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I will talk to you in the New Year.
Thank you very much. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Eye on the Valley. Join me again next week right here on CIVL 101.7 FM as I have another great episode for you.